From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. Hello everyone, I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of The Best in Jazz. We'll open the program with a quartet fronted by pianist McCoy Tyner. These sessions were recorded in 1968 at Rudy Van Gelder's studio in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, for the Blue Note label. The album Time for Tyner, with McCoy Tyner on piano, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Herbie Lewis on bass, and Freddie Waits on drums. Most of the tracks on this album are jazz standards, but this is a McCoy Tyner original. It's the opening track, African Village.
Thank you.
That's music from the Steve Absher Quartet. Steve Absher on guitar, John Jensen trombone, Tommy Cecil on bass, and Mike Shepard on drums. Steve is an accomplished jazz guitar player. He works and teaches in the Washington, D.C. area, and he's performed with a variety of different jazz musicians. Some of the guitarists he's worked with include Herb Ellis, both John and Bucky Pizzarelli, and Tal Farlow. And some of the singers that he's had the privilege of working with include Margaret Whiting, Della Reese, and Rosemary Clooney. He's also been a part of the Commodores, the premier jazz group of the U.S. Navy, for many years. We listened to a track from the album Come In From the Rain, Steve Absher and his quartet, and the standard, It's You or No One. McCoy Tyner on piano leading his quartet before that with musical impressions of Africa. African Village, the name of the track, from Time for Tyner. We'll begin this set of the Jazz Scene with the Red Garland Trio. Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. These sessions were recorded at Rudy Van Gelder's famous studio at the time. It was in Hackensack, New Jersey. And these sessions were released as the album All Kinds of Weather, all of the tracks having to do with weather or the seasons of the year. And this one is entitled Rain.
on the fields below, and folks are crooning songs soft and low. You needn't tell me, boy, because I know, yes, when it's sleepy time down south, now the soft wind's blowing through the pinewood trees, and folks down there live a life for bees. And when old mama falls on her knees, yes, when it's sleepy time down south, yes, steamboats up the river coming and going, bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop- blues, and oh yes, can you hear those banjos ringing? And the folks are singing, and they dance till the break of day. Yes, now, dear old Southland, with its dreamy songs, you'll take me back where I belong, right here in my baby's arms. Yes, when it's sleepy time down south.
Thank you.
Opening and closing that set with some music from the late 50s, produced and recorded by Rudy Van Gelder, one of the biggest names in jazz production and recording by far. That last track, recorded in 1959 at Van Gelder's studio, which by that time had moved from Hackensack to Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, and the band fronted by alto saxophonist Jackie McLean, from the album Jackie's Bag, released on Blue Note in 1960, with Tina Brooks on tenor sax, Blue Mitchell trumpet, Kenny Drew piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones drums, and another tune with some African inspiration this hour. Earlier we heard McCoy Tyner's African Village. We just listened to Jackie McLean's Appointment in Ghana. Before that, from 1996, trumpeter and singer Leroy Jones, from the album Props for Pops, his tribute to the legacy and music of Louis Armstrong. You heard Reginald Veal on bass, Harry Connick Jr. on piano, and Shannon Powell on drums, in addition to Leroy on trumpet and vocals, with string arrangements, When It's Sleepy Time Down South. And getting the set going with the Red Garland Trio from 1958, recorded at the original Van Gelder Studio in Hackensack. All Kinds of Weather, the name of the album, and we listened to Rain. We play all kinds of jazz every week at this time. This is the Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our blog and website is qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. We'll begin our final set of this hour with violinist Regina Carter and a track from Motor City Moments, an appropriate album title for a Detroit native. And she's joined here by Vanna Gehrig on piano, Daryl Hall on bass, Alvester Garnett drums, and Myra Casales on percussion, with special guests on various album tracks. This is Forever February.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's music from the Oscar Peterson Trio, recorded in Hollywood in December of 1953. The trio at the time comprising Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, and Ray Brown on the bass. I Want to Be Happy. That track has been issued on many different Oscar Peterson compilations over the years, including a 2-CD set called Modern Jazz Archive, and the CD that we took it from, a single disc as part of the Verve Jazz Masters series. Verve Jazz Masters 37, Oscar Peterson Plays Broadway. It finds the legendary pianist in various combinations over the years, performing popular standards from different Broadway shows. Other tunes represented here include All the Things You Are, Maria, Wouldn't It Be Lovely, Little Tin Box, and Lover Come Back to Me, among many others. Before that, Teddy Charles on the vibes. During his long career, Teddy was not only a renowned vibes player, but also an accomplished pianist and drummer. From 1957, the album Vibrant, V-I-B-E-R-A-N-T, with Idris Suleiman on trumpet, Mal Waldron piano, Addison Farmer, trumpeter Art Farmer's brother, on bass, and Jerry Siegel on drums. We heard Blues Become Elektra, undoubtedly a nod to Teddy's record label at the time, Elektra Records, and Regina Carter on violin from her 2000 release, Motor City Moments. We heard Forever February. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you so much for spending this hour with me. I hope you enjoyed my selections, and I invite you to tune in again soon for more of the very best in jazz from the past and present. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.